cooking today. The nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. Hop aboard our travel music. Bring it up a little bit there, Engineer Sydney. We're taking a time. We're going to go check out the vine. It's going to make itself some wine. And then we'll dine. Yeah, we got the man. He's got the plan. We're all excited here. Thank you so much for joining us. What's cooking today? The nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. Talking about traveling, talking about wine and food. Our next guest here, our first guest, Michael Higgins, is here. Michael is a photojournalist, a publisher, and author of Exploring Wine Regions, and he's got this big book series. Michael, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm great. Good to see you, my old friend. Tell everybody about your series of books and how did it start? Where did you get the idea? When was the seed that started this whole thing?
Wow, the seed occurred in Argentina, in Mendoza.
Wow.
I used to be in the magazine publishing business, and when I left that, I went to Argentina. And I thought I would bring back the magazine, a nice story, but I was there too long, and it was such a big amount of information. The entrepreneur in me said, let's do a book series.
Wow. So this kind of just came with you with an idea. And what Michael does, everybody, is he goes to wine regions around the world and starts reporting back on things, pages upon pages of different wineries and places to stay and foods and nuances in the area. So this, you were already doing, so you were working for a magazine. Was it wine related, food and wine related?
Well, it's a travel magazine called Adventures for people who travel on private planes.
Oh, okay. So I remember this story. You did tell me about this. But I'm glad you're telling it to us.
Wine experience.
Yeah. So you would, private planes go in there for the elite. You kind of brought the elite's traveling pleasures to all of us here. How many books have you published now from wine regions around the world?
So the Argentina was first. Bordeaux, yeah. France is second. And then the Central Coast of California is third. And I'm just finishing up Mexico, which will be the fourth book.
Whoa, that should be interesting, too. Okay, so you go around the world. You went to Argentina, started it. You got to go to Bordeaux. You do that. Central Coast is your third. And that's the book that's out right now. And the Central Coast book, I'm surprised. I thought maybe you'd do Napa Sonoma. I thought maybe that might be something in the picture. But that changed a little bit?
Well, Napa is so famous, and I think the Central Coast is kind of undershadowed by Napa's success. And I think people need to know how good the Central Coast is. The wines are amazing. The food's amazing. Tourism is awesome. It's a great place to go for food and wine experiences.
So I noticed in looking at the book, you have really hit what is known as the Central Coast from like Santa Barbara up to Monterey, correct? Describe your audience, because we're national here, worldwide, where the Central Coast is located in California and what communities you hit.
Well, at the north is Monterey, then San Luis Obispo County is in the middle, and that includes, the famous Paso Robles. And on the south is Santa Barbara County. It's a sliver of land along the central coast of California that's actually rather interesting, because I think it's like 20 million years ago, the Pacific Plate came out of the ocean and hit the North American Plate, and there's just this little piece that's above land. This is the central coast of California, and that makes up the terroir that makes this area so special for wine grape growing.
So it all kind of has to do with the coast. We always say great wines have long days, cool nights. So you got the coast to cool things down at night in most of these wine regions. And then during the day, the heat comes in and grows the grapes and puts them to perfection. So you start in this area and you go from Santa Barbara to Monterey. Now, this is I would call your books coffee table books, just because the photojournalism is unbelievable, but there's so much information in the book. Michael Higgins, our guest, there's so much information in the book. You talk about individual wineries, you talk about places to stay. You literally can get this book as something to put on your coffee table, but you can do it, also get the book to plan trips, my gosh, especially one to California in this particular book on the Central Coast region.
I do spend a lot of time in the regions finding the great wines, and I look for wineries that not only have great wine but have great tourism. There's other things to do there.
Yes.
Restaurants at the wineries or horseback riding or things to do.
Yeah, and this is, for those of you that have not gone, quote, wine tasting, this is what it's all about. You don't necessarily love wine. You can have people who don't drink wine that just go there to enjoy it. I always say, well, you know, and we're going to talk about this in a second because I noticed you have it in the book in the Paso Robles area, the brand new Allegretto Inn, which is fabulous. And I say, I should send so-and-so to the Allegretto Inn. They should go there and check this thing out. We talk about it here on our show, and it's like, someone will say, well, you know, they don't like wine. They're not, you don't, even though Allegretto has its own winery. There's the restaurant. There's the gardens. There's places to walk. There's things to visit and see. You'll find out about this book. This latest book, it's again, the Exploring Wine Regions series, and this is Exploring Wine Regions, California Central Coast. Let's start on a tour. Let's start to the south, to Santa Barbara. That's where I cut my teeth when I started loving wine. I went to the Santa Barbara Vintners Festival back in the early 80s. And I was in the cable industry at the time, and someone says, oh, you got to go to this great event. It's all these wineries get together, and they pour these wines. And I went to this event, and there were all these wineries with tables set up to pour wines covered with, you know, canopies and that sort of thing, and little tents over there, places there. And then they had the restaurants right next to them. Supplying great food, and I thought, this is amazing. And it was amazingly set up because the food that paired with the particular wine was all placed together. Now I've been to a lot of these festivals, but that was the first one. So talk to me about Santa Barbara. Let's start there. It's about an hour and a half, 2-hour ride from Los Angeles, maybe about 4 hours or something from San Francisco. You can fly in. There's a Santa Barbara airport. What do we find there? Where's the wine country located in Santa Barbara?
The wine country is not in the city that we know of. It's along the beautiful beaches of Santa Barbara. So above that is a mountain range, and it's on the other side of the mountain range. And one of the things that makes this wine region so special is that the mountain range runs east and west. Mountains typically run north and south, but this runs east and west, which allows the cold Pacific Ocean to really enter the valley, into the wine region. So on the west end of the valley, it's very cold, and it's really good for the Burgundian grapes, you know, the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays. And then as you move across the valley, it gets warmer, more like the Rhone, the Syrahs and the Viogniers. And then when you get to the east end of the valley, it's much hotter for the Bordeaux varietals, like Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a great region to be able to have all three in one place.
And there's great places to stay, fabulous places, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, you know what's in the middle of that valley is Solvang.
Solvang is in the middle of the valley? Really?
Yeah, Solvang is that Danish community.
Place.
And it looks like you're there. I mean, it's that authentic looking.
Yeah. Well, hang on here. Where do we get the book, by the way? Is the book out? Do we get it at bookstores everywhere?
Yeah. The book came out in October, so yes, bookstores, wine shops, you know, even the big ones like, you know, Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
You want to get this book, everybody. Michael Higgins, Higgins. The book is called Exploring Wine Regions, California Central Coast. That's this edition. Stay with us, Michael. We're going to have a little bit more here. Michael Higgins with us. We'll be back on What's Cooking Today. Weekend edition of What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, and Michael Higgins is our guest here. He has put together another series in his series of books called Exploring Wine Regions. This is California Central Coast, and he's also had Exploring the Argentina region, Bordeaux. Coming up, a new one will be out sometime. We'll find out when. Looking at Mexico and wines there. So, and that region's coming on big. big time. So we already talked about Santa Barbara here, the east-west, with allowing a kind of an east-west valley that sucks in the air from the ocean, so it's warm days to grow grapes, and then the cooling winds and breezes at night cools them down, gives you longer hang time. Great Chardonnay from Santa Barbara, great Pinot Noir, the Rhone varietals. He said even as you go farther east, you got Bordeaux-style Cabernets, again, Merlots, etc. So this also in Santa Barbara, a lot of great restaurants there. When you mentioned Solvang, you got Hitch and Post. Everybody knows that the movie that was out there talking about the wine country. It's like you can visit some of these restaurants you saw in the movie and many more, correct?
That is correct. There's great restaurants there. While the book is really about wineries, it's really about food and wine, because you have to have food with wine and wine with food. And the restaurants there are truly amazing.
Now, you can travel up the coast to what I call, and it's been around for a long time, but I call it the unknown wine country in the SLO, San Luis Obispo County. They've gone from like one AVA to, I think, three or four now. Tell us about this. It's just below San Luis Obispo there, and tell us about this region.
You know, I think a lot of us know about how beautiful San Luis Obispo is in the cute little downtown. The wine region is only 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
It's literally like almost adjacent to downtown. So it's so easy to get to. And while there are the two appellations, the Edna Valley and the Royal Grande.
I think they got a third now. What's that new one? Tell me about it.
The new one's called Slow Coast AVA.
There you go. Yeah.
And it encompasses those two appellations, and it goes all the way up the coast, all the way up to Cambria. And believe it or not, there's vineyards up there.
Yeah, once again, you're talking coast, and once again, you're talking, again, good Chardonnay, good Pinot Noir. This is just a fabulous place to visit. And you know, as long as I've been reporting on, I haven't spent enough time there. They have events and everything every year, and you got places to stay in there in the book, and there's so many wonderful things. You can stay even right there on the coast in these areas. Now, as you move up from there, you get into the one that everybody talks about these days, along with Santa Barbara County. It's Paso Robles wine country. Tell us about this area.
Wow, Paso Robles is an amazing place. And that is in San Luis Obispo County. And what a growth. The wineries there, amazing wine. Many of them have restaurants now. In fact, you know something? There are two Michelin star restaurants now in Paso Robles.
Wow.
How do you like that? It's just amazing.
I think that's fabulous. You've got that. You got great hotels there too. Tell them about the Allegretto Inn. That one is right there, almost at the Highway 101, off on Highway 46. It's like you go to Tuscany, for God's sakes. You walk through the front doors, you feel like you're away. You're in another continent.
You really are. This is a beautiful place, and the rooms are amazing. And they make their own wines. So you've got wines and a great restaurant. But it's like a museum, because you know they've brought all these interesting artifacts from all over the world. In fact, there's actually like an art tour where you can tour this museum and see all these incredible pieces from all over the world, and they all have real personal meanings to the owner. And it's a very special place. It's a real spiritual place, really.
You got places to visit there, Michael Higgins, as well. And the book, again, is called Exploring Wine Regions, California Central Coast. And we're in Paso right now, right next to, like, Eberly Winery. They got all those lights and stuff. What do they call that? Sensorio? Is that what the name of that place is?
Sensorio. That is really a great experience.
It's all lights at night, right? I have not been there, but people that have been there have talked about it. You walk through gardens, like, of lights and that kind of thing?
It's like a canyon, and they've lit it up with millions of lights and in different colors, and they create shapes and interesting, and you get to walk through it.
It's
literally
amazing.
Walk through that canyon with the lights.
Check out my buddy David Hunt is up there, and so many great people, Tobin James, all these good wineries there. And then as you go up into Monterey, you got into the Gary Pizzoni area there, and you got some great Pinot Noir. People forget about Monterey and Santa Lucia Highlands. And all this is highlighted. We're going to have you back again, Michael. This is amazing. The book is called Exploring Wine Regions, California Central Coast. Where do we get the book?
Wow, you know what I didn't tell you last time is if you get the book off of our website, exploringwineregions.com, we can autograph it. I'll autograph
the book. He'll autograph the book. Go to exploringwineregions.com. Thank you, Michael Higgins.